Joining me right now is girls head coach Brady Driscoll after the team fell 42-41. Coach, I said on the broadcast it certainly was a gut-wrenching loss, and I said throughout the game that based on how things were going, whoever lost the game was going to look back on a lot of missed opportunities, it seems, and unfortunately you guys were on the short end here tonight.
Yeah, definitely missed opportunities from the free throw line, really. I think 2-for-11 is what it finished out to be, and obviously in a one-point game, you know, even 4-for-11, or at best, or at worst, we go to overtime with just one more. So it's a thing, you know, we work on in practice, but, you know, we have to keep doing it more and adding some pressure to it to make it very game-like for us. And, you know, we had some good learning moments in this game that we can take going forward. You know, I think the playoff seeding-wise, everything like that, pretty much all. I mean, we're not going to be a one, maybe a two or three, and so you're playing the same people, just a matter of if it's home or away. But you can really take a lot from these close game, situational type stuff of executing and being in that situation. That way, when you get to the postseason games and you're in that situation, you've been through it before at least once or twice. So we'll use it as a building block going forward, and another big one Friday.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned it, but you were able to put some nice stuff together down the stretch, even after, you know, the really slow start for you guys. I mean, you had some people come through with some really clutch buckets. I mean, Eva Walker has a big three late in the game, helps get, you know, that gave you guys a lead, actually, 38-35, if I remember correctly. And then, of course, Ava Eddy with some big shots throughout the night as well. But when it comes to some of those close game execution-wise things, you at least saw some good stuff here tonight, right?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, even going down to that last look, going full court, four seconds left or whatever, as far as getting a look goes, against, you know, kind of a three-quarter front defense, got a pretty decent look at it. You know, some of those late game, like Eva's three off a play, you know, changing defenses to a box. You know, there's a lot of things, hindsight's 20/20, when you don't come out on top, but changing defenses late to make sure that, you know, Nesbitt's a great player for him, trying to make sure that she's not the one that beats us. But, yeah, and fouling the right person. I mean, that girl that knocked down those free throws late for him, 24. I think she was 13 for 34 on the year. She's, you know, as far as kids on the court that they had, the one we wanted on the line, she was on the line, and you know, credit to her, she made hers.
All right, we got a long drive back, so I don't want to keep you too long. Still got to talk to Coach Thomas, but obviously a huge one here on Friday night. Ranked GR team coming into the home gym, another chance for a huge victory for you guys, but gonna have to, you know, turn things around a little bit from tonight.
Yeah, definitely. They're a good team. Two really good players for them. Back on our home floor, which helps us a lot. Another good opportunity in front of us, though. You know, another ranked team coming in, and one that we want to get. We had a close one with them last year, and we talked about before this game even, we're at a three-game stretch here of not going to be any blowouts one way or the other, as much as we'd want it to be our way, but it's just not going to be that way. It's going to be close games one way or the other, so little things will make all the difference in the world, and we'll try to correct it on Friday.
All right, AP girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll, thanks for the time tonight.
You bet. Thank you.